Hey girl, hey, welcome to the Brown
Mama
Blueprint Podcast, where I share stories, information, and advice to help you live your best Brown Mama life. Great. Hello, 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 y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Brown Mama Blueprint Podcast. And like I told y'all, the last story you heard was mine, of my Brown Mama monologue during the 2019 Brown Mama monologues. But this story actually is a throwback to our very first original Brown Mama monologue show, the 2018 show. And the person I have with me here today, her name is Jessica Brown. Jessica was one of the 10 speakers at the Brown Mama monologues, but she is also a homeschooling mom. And hold on, she's a homeschooling mom, she's a vegan mom, she's a Christian mom. Like, this sis is living fully in her faith and in the faith that she has in God, in her family, and in her community. Her and her husband together are the co-founders of 5A Elite, an organization that is trauma-informed and holistically well. They've done some phenomenal things with youth in our community, with families, with moms, with just people. They love on folks, and that's what I love about Jessica and her husband Nate. But she has probably my favorite story of all the Brown Mama monologues ever, just because it so spoke to what I am as a mother. And so I want to introduce y'all to Jessica. I'm gonna let her tell y'all a little bit about who she is and what she does and how she manages to be this great of a mom and of an individual in this time. So Jessica, tell all the listeners from the Brown Mama Blueprint Podcast all about yourself.
Oh, I love you, Muffy. Thank you for the wonderful introduction. Yes, I am authentically myself, and that's where the strength of me being a mother comes from. I have three babies while I was on the beautiful stage of Brown Mama Monologue that first year in 2018. I was actually expecting my third baby. So I have my baby girl now. And I'm very authentic. I have searched myself and allowed for God to give me a standard that I intentionally live by. And so I really spoke to the place of who I am, and naturally and authentically, you are the best you. And so that's and a little introduction about who I am. My passion goes into my marriage, my organization, and my babies.
And I'll just let y'all know that I think that Jessica is so much more even than what she said. And yes, she was with child on the very first stage, the very first Brown Mama monologue stage. And she's just always been through auditions and rehearsals and everything, Jessica was just, she was that light that kept us all encouraged and kept us all praying and faithful that we could bring this to fruition. So second question, Jessica, I wanted to ask you, what inspired your monologue? Like, what made you write so powerfully and so confidently?
The most competitive sport that I never knew was a sport was motherhood. And how differently we are able to show up, how differently we are able to walk in who we are when we are able to have a community of people who just appreciate who we are. No pretending, mask off, right? Raw and loving, right? All at the same time. And so what inspired me to write that, by any means necessary, is I'm going to be me by any means necessary. And I want for other people to be themselves by any means necessary. And so it really, that inspiration of by any means necessary came from my walk of fighting through who am I as a mom? What do I desire as a mother? What do I see out here in comparison to what God is telling me I am? And that whatever they're doing is good and great and works for them. And that's awesome. And it's okay if I'm different. And that doesn't mean that I'm lesser or better, but just different, and being able to really help express the freedom of that. Express the freedom of, I don't got to be like anybody else. And who I am is what my babies need. And who I am is what I need.
That is absolutely beautiful. And I love that Jessica's story is so unique in that it really expresses, I feel like, a new mode of mothering that our generation is kind of ushering in. And it's beautiful to listen to. So lastly, before we get to listen to Jessica's phenomenal monologue, Jessica, what do you want the audience to get from this, our listeners here on the Brown Mama Blueprint podcast, to get from listening to your story?
Empowerment and freedom from bondage. I want for women to not be bound by their expectations, by others' expectations. I want them to be free to enjoy motherhood. That's what I want. I want them to feel empowered and free, because that is when you get to enjoy the motherhood and be revitalized and rejuvenated, rather than bound by the expectations that you may have wanted or other people may have wanted. That's what I desire, for freedom. And in that freedom, that's where people can really reach their highest potential. And their children can learn in their authenticity, their highest potential.
We are excited to listen to your story. So y'all take a minute. You might want to get some popcorn. You might want to put your bonnet on, your slippers, get your favorite snack, because you are about to enjoy all of this Black Girl magic. So this is Jessica Brown's Brown Mama Monologue, 2018 Brown Mama Monologue, entitled By Any Means Necessary. I tell myself, Mama. By any means necessary. Yeah. See, recently I set the expectation for my children that we take a walk after their naps. How was I to know they tag team sleep? It would snow and be after four by the time they'd be ready. And my four-year-old loves to remind me of my lessons. Mommy, I know it's late, but let your yes be yes and your no be no. I'm ready to go. Using scripture against me. See, and we know how stressful it can be trying to get ourselves together and get them ready. You know how long it's going to take them to get dressed. They're going to ask a million questions. They're going to get hungry, get overheated, and take their hat and mittens off a million times. And you know how heavy a double stroller is. It has to be carried down three flights of steps. And imagine how cold it is by now. But move through by any means necessary. I get outside, I strap them in, put on their blanket, and power walk with my winter line leggings and wool long skirt. Who said you can't do everything in style? So we get to the side of a hill where people are sledding, so I take my boys out in order to watch, and of course they want to try. They're 4 and 2, y'all. I'm thinking, how in the world am I going to juggle them both? But there lies the opportunity. I move through by any means necessary. One straps up with an adult, goes down. The other straps up and goes down. And as I record them proudly, I see the excitement on their faces. And then these nice folks come to me. Mama, your turn. We think that the adventure is no longer for us, but now reserved for our little ones. But move through by any means necessary. I strap up on there, put my little one on, and go. The freedom, the laughter, the release, the adrenaline, the accomplishment reminding me that I'm able, I'm equipped. And in order to do it, I gotta walk back up that hill and do it again. But there lies the opportunity. You gotta, in order to maintain that feeling, you gotta climb up that hill and do it all again by any means necessary. In motherhood, I was told that I couldn't. I was told I was now limited. I was told of people's stereotypes. And I was told that specific parenting styles weren't for brown mamas. Natural birth is dangerous and crazy. Just get the epidural. You're past 24 hours. You need to prepare for a C-section instead of all this walking, pumping, and dancing, girl. They don't know me. Breastfeeding is inappropriate. You should just get the formula. Are you going to breastfeed here? You should go in the bathroom or sit in the far corner. Isn't he too old for that? What about other people? Maybe you need to let your husband go ahead and do the networking events now, because they can't take you seriously. You know, it's not good for your business. Maybe you should get someone else to do the facilitating.
instead of carrying them and wrapping them around, they're going to be needy. You need to stop. Get a crib instead of co-sleeping. You need to get them vaccinated. They're going to catch something, and it's going to be complicated. You need to feed them some milk and eat some meat. And when they're fussing in public, they need beat. These are the comments, the thoughts, the unwarranted advice that can hurt a mother, make them doubt, immobilize us for fear of judgment. But you can stand your ground, hold tight to your truths by any means necessary. I am that mother. I'm that mother that breastfeeds, pushed out an 8-pound baby after 29 and a half hours, and take my babies to networking events and remain memorable because of those adorable babies. Amen. I'm that mother. I'm that mother that wears my babies, co-sleeps, doesn't vaccinate, who is vegan with vegan children.
Go ahead.
It is what it is, y'all. I'm that mother. I'm that mother who runs a nonprofit, who still preaches, who goes with my children to board and foundation meetings. I'm the one who's counseling couples and providing a daily prayer call, all while wiping behinds and acknowledging their needs without skipping a beat. This is by any means necessary. I've been in the mayor's office breastfeeding. Oh, breastfeeding as well in the pulpit while ministering. Do what you gotta do, y'all. I've been that one wrapped up with my child facilitating. I've been that one. And you can too, by any means necessary. See, we can choose to focus on the cold or going back up the hill, the struggle. Or we can choose on the feeling, the freedom, the laughter, the release, the accomplishment, the adrenaline, because you're able. You're equipped. You don't have to choose between being a mother and being a woman. Hold tight to your truths, mama. Create the new standards, mama. Climb that hill, mama. Be who you are, mama. For you and yours. You are allowed to feel empowered and walk up that hill. You deserve that freedom, that laughter, that release, that accomplishment. You're able, you're equipped. Be that mama by any means necessary.
So Jessica Brown ended our 2018 Brown Mama Monologue show with that story to a roaring applause. Like, it was just so fantastic. If you want to find out how you can attend, be in, host a Brown Mama Monologue show in your city, just visit brownmamamonologues.com. You can get tickets there. You can find out how you can be in a show. You can find out when auditions are going to next take place and all of that jazz. In the meantime, I'm your girl, Muffy Mendoza. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Brown Mama Blueprint podcast. You can find us on Anchor FM, and you can also find us anywhere that podcasts are played via Anchor FM. So thank y'all. Don't forget to visit brownmamas.com to learn more about me, or if you got questions about being a Black mom in America. Have a great day, y'all. Peace.